Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Dealing with the spirit of lack.
Na inde yabakasa afasunsuma otwehensan ana ma oma yenyebi.
Isaiah chapter 48
verse 15.
Father, we pray that anoint your word as we share briefly. May we never be the same. We vow to give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I, even I, have spoken. Indeed, I have called Israel. I have brought him, and he shall make his way successful.
Na ame makasa na mezi menkofo a woye Israelfo baba na wan anamon akoye na wetumpon.
Verse 17, that says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commandments, then your well-being would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Verse 21, Israel did not thirst when I led them through the desert, for God made the water to flow out of the rock for them. He split the rock and the waters gushed out. This passage of scripture is talking about God's provision for Israel in their bid to become a nation and when they became a nation.
Na dem asemtoria yesi yi otre nyankopon nitimopo na wo abra na jiufu no woroko de ebusia na woroko akoye eman na woye eman nature no de nyame bama wezie. Amen.
All right, so God wants to bless us and prosper us and take care of us.
Nyankopon pede osrahen na oma yezie na yekokan.
When he was leading Israel, they went through the desert, and a desert is a place where there isn't much water, but they did not lack the water.
Na nyankopon odiwon banu no oni won fa sardo na oni won fa bebia na insuni ho nanso wo dem esaduni na no won wenya ehobia wo insusam ho.
So what it means is that God will and can take care of us.
Na eyi chede nyame botu na obehwe hen,
but we must cooperate with God.
Na otwade ani nyame ya agenu kor.
Now we have to cooperate with God and help him to do what he wants to do and can do in our lives.
Na otwere ani nyankopon yadwe na yema nyankopon kwan na oyeza ope na obotimu ayeza onu irade shisho yen abrabo.
So I want to share with you a few things that will help God to meet your needs and bless your life.
Na me pada me no che nzama kakra oboboa ma nyankopon etim ama nzama eshisho obrasre dunyara wabim.
Number 1, drop your past.
Na ma ozikano oyede yewe frihen sibiada dauno ana inkan mosta yetin.
Your past life of lack can affect your mind.
Na yen sibiada dauna na yeye nkofa yehie hia pino obotun na wama nyankoponi sra ombin.
Because you have not been used to, or you are not used to, a certain kind of prosperity, it can make it difficult for you to expect that kind of prosperity.
Na otra de enyi ahunye bi dem abria ewo mi se anhwenye na etna wo de doma o ma entumi na enzido wo dem insira kese ana ahunya kese na nyakopon opere ozi bo wa brabom no.
In other words, me meza enyi sisia no onsu kwan ma wonsan kaza nyame opere ozi mo.
Amen.
You see, because the past can easily make you not to expect anything, but to keep on expecting what you have experienced before and nothing more.
Na ehwe wahunhu hia no mosa otena. Obi bebia o ma wenyi ndakwan de ebenya azefufu biara na ebokodo adwenu mosa na wahunhu hia no otin na ebetena dem ti biara rim.
Good. So our mind can be our greatest enemy when it comes to finances.
But
if the mind changes, then the spirit of lack will also not be able to stay where it used to stay. Let us understand that spirits, they dwell where they are comfortable. So a spirit of lack will be comfortable when you speak as though you are a nobody, you are a financial dropout. The spirit of lack will be happy staying there. But when you begin to think differently from your past, it helps you to drive away the spirit of lack.
So this
is how not to speak. Don't speak as if you are a financial dropout and that there is nothing that can be done about you.
You
may not have money today, but tomorrow you can have money. So don't speak as if the God of the others is different from your God. One day I was talking to one of our church members, and he said, "When I said, why do you take yourself out? Why do you take yourself out? Don't speak as if you are cursed to be poor for the rest of your life. You should never, as a child of God, speak that way. When you speak that way, the spirit of poverty will be happy and will have a party with you. And when he has a party with you, he takes from you even the little that you have. So although you may not have much, don't speak as though your God is dead and is not alive.
Amen. Also, that could be only Obika said. Now, okay, so now small on your return out there.
Don't make yourself pitiable in order for people to have mercy on you. It's not a spirit that will bring you money. It's a spirit that will take money away from you. Again, don't explain away your blessings. You see, sometimes you have something you don't deserve. Somebody can give you something you don't deserve. And when they tell you, for example, that the dress is nice, don't say, "Oh, was it chemo na marancha mi fe yin fana mako akoto atro today." Don't speak like that. When you speak like that, the spirit of poverty will stick on you. If they say your dress is nice, say thank you and it's by the grace of God. That is enough.
Na sa watare sa na enye bibia onye de abibia no eche chire mi chire nkofu ekwana efa do na enye na sa eye dem na ohia ni o betna abibia ra na sa obi pem no catch order oh. In the water, I say, "Oya humaka, catch any day." Again, I say, "Na oye irazi nadum."
But don't say was a chem.
Man can't change you pakunde. Ei ya azo bizi chem.
Don't speak as if you are not capable of getting some of the good things.
Man kaso de awo emfate de ebe nyanzama papa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Again, do not fear to give when you have the opportunity to give.
Man swode ebama.
The spirit of lack will always make you fear that when you give, you will not get again.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And I also want to say that don't allow your present condition of lack to prevent you from your real position of much. In other words, potentially, as a child of God, there's a lot of blessings that God can give you and will give you with time. But you see, so don't let what you don't have today make you say that, "Oh, the man." When you speak like that, God cannot bless you. You need to learn to say good things about yourself at the level you are.
Amen. Now, as some of us have worked on, I Mama Yenshe, India, you need to be in. Now, Yenkede, Ehenze, Yenfata, as the Papa Biara, and as the Papa Biara, Emba, Nebusemida, Na Ame, Minya, and Hunya Biara, Na also say a Casa de Ma, Na, O Makwanma, and Yezi, Emba, and Abraboom, Na Otto Dubio, so all my yes answer there, Yayan Yamin in Bayaraze, and Zama, a Papa Piwa, O Chade, Oba, and Abraboom, Na, Se Inde, Na Elibia. On Shredder, I will demand an ebay, Nawa Brabono, or Boko Ye, Nanyankupon, or Wotin De, or Mahinara, Yezi.
If you believe it, give the Lord a clap of wings. Give the Lord a clap of wings.
But who say, Mr. Edgy, but who say?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel, come.
Me?
You to come, but you come. See, when I said come, what did they do?
What's sorry, babe?
They came.
Yeah.
Why did they come?
Because
of what?
Efreno, Osan Efreno.
Do you think that as I'm preaching, if you call them to come, do you think they will come as I call them to come and they came?
Sir,
Pastor, no, I'm asking you the question. Don't interpret. I'm asking you the question. Yes or no?
No.
They'll be wondering, what do you mean? Pastor, who has not called us? Why are you calling us? I called them and they came because I have a certain authority. So when you say to money, come, as a child of God, what do you think will happen? The money will come. So learn to do what? Learn to speak.
Yeah.
Take your seat. That's all I wanted to do.
You have
authority over everything in this world. Number two is that you must believe you are financially free. So number one is drop your past of lack, your past image of lack. Number two, believe you are free. Faith is a very good thing.
Jesse, you answer, Papa.
Faith is a regulator that turns things around.
Now, Jesse, you answer, Obama, Enzama, Nara, Koduye, Wayahu.
So, what it means is that if today I don't have, I can believe until things begin to turn around.
Sir, Enga, Mini Bibia, Motu, my Jesse, and Mbibi Babano, Enzama, Wachamwes, Esa, Nara, Obesasan.
Is it true?
Oyanokara. Yeah.
So, use your faith and believe in God. Your faith will bring you things. Your faith will take away bad things from your life.
Now,
David said, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, I would have fainted.
Now, David said,
in other words, if you don't have faith in this life, you will despair and maybe want to die early. You must believe so that things will change in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David said, I would have fainted.
David said, Anka Motobahao.
Unless I had believed. So when you believe, you will not faint. You will be blessed. And what did David believe to see?
David,
he believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So I can say over your life that good things will come into your life. And if you believe, then these good things will come. Believe. Genesis, take it and believe it.
Maybe
today as you are seated here, you are owing somebody. But believe that you are free. And speak that by the grace of God, I have paid and I am free.
Na jitu mde nyamena dumiti mecha obyara amezene kwa na mizo obyara kwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the young people who are being catered for your parents, learn it now. Because you will need faith to move your life forward, to move your business forward, to move your branch work forward, to move your academics forward. You have to believe to see. If you don't believe, you will not see.
Na me pare amekeche, mini anum kakamana, mumba ina de. Or there when you give me the sister and one man one show one and baby baba one show one boom and so there when you give me there one school come when you give me same when I see be a worry you be on what when you give me now when you give me what both who's are what give me one abra boom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 27 verse 13, David said, unless I have believed.
Now Psalm 27
verse 13,
verse 13 is there me jiza me hi na me jiza Obama is a man.
Unless I had believed, I would have fainted. But what I believed was that I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the integrity.
Amen. I say, answer, me jezi, na me jezi no, wo, muhu inarano, inzama a papa obey.
So number three, number one is drop your past, believe you are free. Number three, confess your way into wealth.
Ka. One who's in what
open your mouth and speak your way into wealth.
But one who not casa, get Ezra stream.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 15 again of the passage we read, Isaiah chapter 48. He said that I have spoken. Indeed, I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. He shall make his way prosperous.
And
how are we going to be able to do it? We need to drop our past. We need to believe we are free. And we need to confess our way into wealth. So what should we be speaking as a church from today onwards? You must say that I have what I have to do what I must do. Speak your way into wealth. As you speak, the way will be created for you. Room will be made for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must speak your way out of trouble into a place where you'll be happy. And don't blame anybody. And you have your emotion, you have your mouth. Speak your way into wealth.
I say, I will edit into the afternoon. No man, I will be banking. Oh, child, your mama, and I'm all full of the washing. Now, my father, Esther, saying there, Saturday, every pay me there. I will edit here, Esther, and who you are. I will azibiara, Ehia, Nadam, Azin, or Bob Wall, my etum, Ehia, wo and who you are in Tentem. Now, Opera, Esther, today. I will man tell the woman menu bay in see chinsa woman menu do show and I want for but on obi one na ma oti biarano I will also a bottom na ayafo for it in pain na kade ezie na ebenanto akwo winstream.
I am waiting for a day when one of our branch members will drive to this place with his in his own car. I'm waiting for that day. I want you to believe God for it. Believe, speak. Open your mouth and speak and
believe
God for it.
I say, more than a Jesus
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say to yourself, a time will come in 2 years' time, in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time. I will not come in the church, but I will pick people and bring them to church. Say it. Say it. Say it.
I say, Sasina Kade, Infidum, Ababano, Ame, Men Fo, Asor Henu, Mara Mizmehen, No Mizababa Asor.
Hallelujah.
Naka, na Obebim, Dema Erkano.
And when we advise, like I'm preaching, I'm advising you, when we advise you, take it.
Yerkas, Orkas say, Orutian Fo, Ainti, Osi, Mutu Fa, say.
And the parents, let's also teach our children to speak well. You as a parent, speak well yourself. And let your children speak well. Don't create a culture in your home where everybody looks at himself like some kapwepwe, akina popo finances. I don't want to joke, but I wanted something that would be more practical. I want you to train your children less. When they say certain things, tell them we don't say such things here. We may not have, but we are going to have one day. And that must be our language. And when you train your children and your wife, the wife is speaking that way, and the husband is speaking that way, and the children are raised to speak that way, it's today that you may not have, but your tomorrow is a better day.
Amen. Ase abata na wo asodi nha otwere yesua de ye beka insan papa na mama ye manhen man wo hu won de waye imbotia wo ahunyen na waye nkofu bia waye kwashi aban na wo yishe na ode yesua kasa papa na ye kasa papa kire henmba henmba kasa papa na wo pe mi kede enye yenye hiafo ye ye nkofu a yesie ya onchen enga na eyi bia onche biara no ebenya wo ho na asiye na akokan wo bibia rem.
It is possible.
Oh, onye no kwana obebem so.
And when it happens, you will not be the first person.
Se osa onya wo na ezikan de demonstration wa bo ababa.
You will just join those who have managed to speak their way into wealth.
Ebeba akoka onwana wa kasa na wa hen wona yezim no. Ebeba akoka ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your tomorrow is a day which is better than today.
Now what that you know, yes, in there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't wake up in the morning and look up to your mother and your mother and your father and your father. That's what they did, and that is how come they could not do much. But when you have faith in God and your parents are doing their best for you, then you can go very, very far. But if the distance of your future, the position of your future is going to be determined by the financial strength of your mother and your father, how far can you go? They will do their best, but where will it take you? So go for a superior power. And God says that the power is in your mouth. Speak your way into wealth. Tell your mother, mommy, don't worry, today if you don't have, tomorrow by the grace of God we will have. And as we change, our angels will come, supplies will come, and God will take care of all of us. Hallelujah.
Amen. I say, Ocha ye, yes, yade, yes, yenani, yes, beka, ayezisem, neaka, in sama, oze kanko, na, in shababayan abraboom. Na, ose, onyede, yeshe yen, awofu, one, sikasem, ana, mwan, tibiaseno, ne yekede, enyeneze, sama papa, tideya, damara na musumeye, na, yebenya, jezi, de, enyen, obesi yen ye, na, yen, yatuma, obol, za ehen yewono na za yebotum yehun de yebenye jezi na enya ajezi fui no yebeka dem insam papa no yebepem de abibiara no ebeka de se enga mizigaria otina me take away na mibibia no obobu na se ese single room a hunde otina ebotuna atina four bedroom self contained awoso ebediye osende erichezi na kwabujizi na pemike de awo Ayeye na ame meziye what Jesus needs in. Amen.
Good. God says that death and life is in our mouth.
Na mesi owu na enkwa wotejemado.
Financial death or financial life is in your mouth, is in my mouth.
Ose sika ahuyehia na sika webudo inara wohentejemado.
If it is in your mouth, what should you do?
Them to me narrow when you ebenaze no idea.
Then use your mouth.
No, one in your juma.
God says, I am the Lord your God. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it.
Now messy, I'm anywhere razi, but one can say na I'm a raz messanima.
Have you seen a bird feeding its little bird before?
It's
the mother bird that picks it, and all that the baby bird must do is to open the mouth. Today, as I'm preaching, I see God picking so many things. All you need to do is just open your mouth.
Open your
mouth wide. So that God can put a big muscle into your mouth.
Then Yamizi in Shira can say Besawenum Oye in Shira Oye Ziban Sikasem Wa Ahu Wahunya Nara Ozi Besawenum Na Etum Eziye.
You shall prosper in this life.
Ebesiye wa Obrasarido.
I said you shall prosper in this life.
Ebesiye wa Obrasarido.
Ata, I said you shall prosper in this life. If you believe God, give him a clap of him because your future is bright.
Very soon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four.
Motodanan.
Cast the spirit out of your life and circumstance, the spirit of lack. Sometimes it's not just a mental state, it's a bad spirit. That's where you see people who are working so hard. See, some people work so hard, but they bring in so little.
And there
may be several reasons for that condition.
But
one of the reasons may be a spirit of lack.
It's
a spirit that takes from you and always gives you less than you need.
One
day Jesus, a certain boy was brought to Jesus.
I'm
going to end on this point and we'll pray. A certain boy was brought to Jesus. His father brought him initially to the disciples to cast the spirit out of him.
But
the disciples could not cast the spirit out. So when Jesus came from the mountain where he was chained, the mountain of transfiguration, he was confronted with that situation. So the man said to Jesus, Master, I brought my boy to your disciples to cure him, but they could not do it. And if you, Master Jesus, you can do anything, have mercy on me and help me.
Na papa ni teacher Jesus there, me de dama hawi, me de botu wesan funi na wentum wamboam. Na awo ewazi Jesus, me zambo woyim there se ebotum na aboama.
Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible.
Na Jesus said to him, se exigin, bibiara bovye ye.
So the man threw the ball into Jesus' court by saying, if you can, help me.
Na papa na asuma kain there, se botum wamboam. Na Jesus so kechen there, se wara so exiza.
So while the man was asking Jesus to show his powers, Jesus was demanding the man to show his faith.
God is saying
the same thing to us today.
We are
asking that, oh God, Razicha Utumo Mijina Dumu.
We are asking God to manifest His glory or His power in our lives.
But God is saying that if you can believe, everything is possible. So Jesus asked the man, what's the situation? And when did it start? What happens when the bad spirit comes? The man said the spirit will throw the boy into fire and will throw him into flood. These were the two specialities of that bad spirit. So Jesus asked the man, when did this thing, start oppressing your child? The man said, as a boy. So some of us have been brought into homes where there is financial fire and there is financial flood.
You see,
when you don't have money, you feel the heat. Especially when there is a deadline, you must pay fees on this day, and you don't have the money, and your children are going to be driven out, you begin to feel the heat.
So
financial pressures, they bring heat and they put you into floods like they are drowning you. So all I'm saying is that maybe you are feeling the heat, or you feel like you are being drowned.
ebia enye dem asenkane de wo hosisu wo sikasen ana ohia no oreme no mepede meke tro de ende enkwaji aba.
Jesus did only one thing, and you can do only one thing to a situation like this.
Jesus here asakor na waso in the book my asakor.
The Bible says that Jesus cast the spirit out.
Now Jesus pam them sunsun no.
Jesus cast the spirit out.
Jesus opam sunsun no.
It was not a doctor's case, it was not a medical condition per se, it was a spirit.
Na onyeza onya aspect sem biara na oyesunsun. Into Jesus gene na okasunsun no nim na opam.
Sometimes you must cast spirits out of your circumstance.
Odu baby a what se bia no za order eyan in the ever pam sunsun ma oze tru.
Sometimes you must cast spirit out of your situations.
Otrade epam sunsun wo what se bia ni mu na what se bia ni be ko ye.
So the spirit went, the Bible says that the spirit violently tore the boy up.
Na Bible ma yet as there sunsun no oma abofra no do shiho. This is in.
And they looked at the boy, and the people standing around said, "He's dead."
Na mosa sunsun mu tu fini mu no na mosa onye ne shiwo no e wona ne wetwa ho ehye na ra hwe no what happened to ban wewu.
Today they are saying you are financially dead.
Ebia and the worker told the ehohia ni bubu.
But they are going to have another breaking news coming on the television very soon.
Is that asampo for be begwa or that ma answers there awo ehye.
The Bible says Jesus held the boy. The spirit was out, but he was still down. So maybe the spirit is out of your life, but you are still down financially. What you need is a stronger person to lift you up. And I speak over your life that person will come into your life. So Jesus held the boy and lifted him up. And the people were surprised. It was said and it is said about Jesus.
Now what can for Jesus one day?
He does everything well.
Now all ye be bearer ye.
If he's helping you, he will help you well.
Say or boa or bobo ye.
I want to say to all my branch members, believe God financially.
Now my father make sure and crobata funi na de yangin ya means when you see kasin.
He's going to change the situation in your life.
Or best sang yang tibia.
But can you believe it?
Now ebotu ma jeza.
Believe it.
Jizi.
Next week we will continue from where we have left off today.
Na depend on order here in no ye boso asema ye kido.
But already the strong hand of God is lifting you up.
Na nyakupon ezikan de oboma wudo ejina wona so.
As he's lifting you, lift yourself up as well.
Oma ogejina won wa so mo hundo keka ho netin jina wona ndo.
Don't say no, I want to be here ma mi fi here. No, don't say like as he's lifting you, allow yourself to be lifted.
Abranya mere ma wudo no mo ho kwon de oboma ogejina ho. Men pepper na men ye wan jinde amede demana metinti on fota de maso na mejina menando osikasen.
I see God lifting you up.
Muhu nya mede opeja wo osikasen.
I see God lifting you up.
Muhu de nya mere ma odo.
I see God lifting you up.
Muhu de nya mere peja.
He will change the way you think.
Obet samosa edrin.
He will deliver you from your past.
Oh obet you if you what to be other down mu.
But you must believe you are free.
Ode edges de enya wo fahuzi.
And confess your way into
wealth. Na pem na kan de enya wo fahuzi wo osikasen.
If the situation persists, cast the spirit out.
Na sedem tebia no okodo a pam sunsun ni.
At that point, God will begin to lift you up again. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord smile upon you. In fact, Jewish translation, the Lord increase your properties.
The Lord
expand your farm. The Lord gives you a land. The Lord builds you a house. The Lord gives you a bicycle. The Lord pay your school fees for you. The Lord take care of your children for you. The Lord gives you wisdom to follow what we are teaching you. May you be the first branch person to come with his own car.
Oh yeah, nkuba kenya ozikan then yankupon besho.
In Jesus name.
The Ezra worker baba aso wo Jesus name.
In Jesus name.
Wo Jesus name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life. And give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the word of God. And continue. And your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Now I want to talk about a book I wrote for the youth. You know, I got born again when I was young. 13 years. And I've had an opportunity of staying in youth fellowship and growing up to the stage I am now. So I wrote this book basically out of the study of the book of Esther. In this book, I show you in chapter 1 that there is a high place for every human being God has created. You have a high place, I have a high place. The question now is, how do I get to my high place? As you see other people rising up to their high places, question is, how can you get to your high place as well? The book will discuss with you 10 points that will help you to get to your high place. You know, Esther was, if you like, but with the help of Mordecai, she was able to become the first of the Persian Empire, Persia, which is now called Iran. You probably can learn a few points and lessons from somebody who was a nobody but became the highest among women in the land. Not to mention the fact that she was also a foreigner, that's a Jew. Then in chapter 3, I share with you what to do once you get to your high place. Because some people get to their high places and they misbehave. They dishonor the people who have assisted them. They don't acknowledge their fathers and their mothers and their friends who were a great help to them on their way up. So there too, I share with you so many points on what to do once you get to your high place. This book will definitely add something to your life. So get a copy, The High Place.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeted Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.